Riverkeeper has released a multi-year study evaluating New York City's unfiltered drinking water supply, a supply that comes from New York City's Department of Environmental Protection watersheds.
New York City's drinking water quality remains very high in comparison to both filtered and unfiltered water supplies across the country.
Kate Hudson is Watershed Program Director for Westchester-based Riverkeeper.
If you drink New York City water, you are drinking high-quality water, and there is no need to incur the cost or generate the waste involved with using bottled water.
Yet she says there are potential threats to water quality, one she describes as not yet a threat but in need of monitoring. She says contaminants from pharmaceuticals and personal care products have showed up in trace amounts and are of emerging concern because of their possible impacts on human health and aquatic ecosystems. Riverkeeper urges the DEP to resume its testing for such contaminants to spot any developing trends. A statement from the DEP says, quote, New York City's drinking water is recognized throughout the world for its quality and purity, and more than 500,000 tests each year confirm it is safe. Hudson says another potential threat is hydraulic fracturing. The future of the controversial natural gas drilling process remains unclear in the state.
New York State has agreed that no hydrofracking would be allowed within the watershed. What that actually means is that there would be no surface drilling within the watershed, and drilling outside the watershed could horizontally go underneath watershed lands, and more concerning in fact to New York City DEP, is that horizontal drilling could go underneath watershed infrastructure, dams and tunnels and aqueducts that bring the water down to New York City.
In fact, DEP's commissioner testified before the State Department of Environmental Conservation in 2012, mentioning a request for a 7-mile infrastructure exclusion zone where no high-volume hydrofracking would be permitted. Around the Delaware and Catskill aqueducts that begin at the Rondout and Ashokan reservoirs, respectively. These two aqueducts currently carry 100% of the water to New York City, and the DEP commissioner said even non-catastrophic leaks or liner collapse would have significant consequences for DEP's ability to meet in-city and upstate water demand. Governor Andrew Cuomo recently said he would decide before the 2014 election whether to allow fracking. Riverkeeper's Hudson says another threat involves an ongoing complex and controversial issue.
The issue of turbidity is a complicated one. There is increasing turbidity in the upstate reservoirs that supply the New York City drinking water system.
Another threat, lead contamination, has nothing to do with the water supply itself.
That is actually at the tap. And it has to do with the age of buildings in New York City and the use of lead as a solder in buildings that were built prior to the 1980s.
She says running the water a few minutes before use should help. DEP manages New York City's water supply, providing more than 1 billion gallons of water each day to more than 9 million residents, including 8.3 million in New York City, as well as residents of Ulster, Orange, Putnam, and Westchester counties. This water comes from the Catskill, Delaware, and Croton watersheds that extend more than 125 miles from New York City. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.